This is the way. This is the only way for me.
Listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We just came back there from a set of music, one of two that we're going to do in tribute to Martin Phillips, the songwriter of and main performer in The Chills. And we kind of went in reverse chronological order. In the last several years, there's been several deluxe reissues of the Chills material that's been very hard to find, including this last one we heard. It was called The Lost EP, originally released in 1985, and the master tapes were misplaced for many years until shortly before this release came out, and they were able to reissue it, and The Lost EP. We heard the song This Is The Way. Prior to that, we heard perhaps this is probably was their best known song when it came out. It became really popular.
Like their cult song, really. Like this is the one where I think Heavenly Pop hit, which we'll talk about in a moment. In a broader sense, more people are familiar with it, but I think people who are entrenched within the indie and underground sphere talk about this song, Pink Frost. Now, that was released on the 1986 compilation Kaleidoscope World, which I argue is the best album by the group overall. I think it's just the best collection of songs because you have that really early, kind of hungry attitude from Martin Phillips in it where he's throwing everything at the table, seeing what sticks. There's weird sound collages. There's Britpop, like proto-Britpop, really. Yeah. You have kind of elements of punk in there. It's just a great collection that gets a little kooky at times. And Pink Frost itself is a very atmospheric song. It kind of starts with almost a fire engine style lead and then ends up into this very atmospheric dirge where you kind of feel, with the title Frost, you do kind of feel like coldness within it. And I didn't realize how old the song was because even though it was on this compilation, Dave informed me this was one of their earliest releases from 1982.
Yeah, so Kaleidoscope World is made up of all of their early singles to a point. That were released on the Flying Nun label because at the time
up into Brave Words, I think. Yeah,
because at the time when Flying Nun was starting out, they couldn't actually put out full length. So a lot of bands did EPs or singles, and so this is a collection of some of that. And eventually they branched out and started doing more albums as the label and the band started getting more notoriety. But it's a really cool song, even though the lyrics are quite dark as well. I believe it's about someone dying in someone's arms. But,
I believe so. Yeah. Like I said, it's atmospheric. There's parts of it that can kind of remind you of something like Joy Division, Chameleons, The Cure. But it is also, like you said, there's this sense of wonder about it, where even though this sort of macabre content is happening, there's still this sense of noting like the like iterations of like Frost on Trees, for example. There's just this wonderment of the world, even in this early kind of dark song peeking through. And we definitely see the full wonderment escape with what we heard before that, which was inarguably their big breakout single, the one that really put them on the top of the charts in multiple countries, Heavenly Pop Hit.
Yep, and it charted on the US Billboard charts and also in several other charts throughout Europe.
And made this probably their most successful record commercially. It was called Submarine Bells, a.k.a. the one with the jellyfish on the cover. And I love the title of this paired with the image of the jellyfish, because, again, you get that idea of the sort of poetry that Martin Phillips worked with. Like, even that phrase to describe something like seeing a jellyfish under the water is a beautiful notion, and it's just so rife with ideas that you can take from it. And it's honestly a great pop song coming out in 1990, along with a lot of other great songs that broke out in that time. I mentioned Stone Roses, I mentioned The Laws quite a bit, because they are kind of this encampment of bands that were like the new underground, the new alternative that was coming out. And yeah, with that, they were riding that crest of that popularity.
Yeah, and we started off that set with something from 2021's Scatterbrain. We heard Monolith. And we're going to hear a couple more tracks later on in the show from The Chills, in tribute to Martin Phillips. If you haven't heard The Chills, we recommend Submarine Bells and Kaleidoscope World, although there's several others in there.
Oh, there's plenty of great records of theirs. And also there was a great book that Dave was referencing that talks about the history of Flying Nun.
Oh, yeah, Needles in Plastic. And you can get it now pretty much anywhere. But basically, the story of the book, and I think we did a couple sets about this last year.
We did, yes.
As I was reading through it. Basically, it covers their discography as a sort of discovery and a history at the same time. It was written by a Canadian, despite being about New Zealand bands, about how he discovered...
Wait, was it you?
It was not me.
Oh, that's surprising.
I wish it was me, because it's so well done and so unique. And it covers the stories with interviews and the releases, and it's selective, but it covers the early days of the label. And it all kind of was inspired when he found some early Flying Nun singles at a record store. So really cool stuff. And we're going to continue next with a bunch of new stuff here. Actually, all of this stuff is just released from 2024.
Or was, I guess. Oh, you're right, because this album that we're going to talk about, I was going to say, it's going to be out soon. So soon, it was out yesterday.
Yes, brand new music from Bloodshot Bill, an instrumental / surf record put out on the High Tide Recordings record label based out of the UK. Really amazing label. And we're also going to hear some stuff from a newer band in Toronto called Bozo. This band actually features a member of the band Motorists, who are also Toronto-based. And they have a new album called Two, with a question mark.
So it's two as in, like, too many?
Maybe.
Well, that's T-O-O. They wouldn't spell it T-W-O if it was too many. Well, then it would be too many. Look, the point is, we're going to play this band. We're also going to play some material from DVTR, a new single from them. We're going to play something from the latest Scenics compilation, and as well a track from Mad Ones.
All right, let's get to it. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM.
Thank you.
You are listening to Revolution Rock, whether that's on CJAM 99.1 FM, the iHeartRadio app, or, of course, syndicated through any one of the number of generous stations that do syndicate the program throughout Canada. Either way, You are listening to David and Adam. And Dave, we just came back from a set there featuring all music that was released relatively recently, including a band that you turned me on to because I had not heard of them before. This is a release from this year, actually. I think just a few weeks back, called What It Takes by the band Mad Ones.
It was a couple months back, but it is really new.
Technically,
yes.
Months are composed of weeks, so I'm not wrong.
No. But
I'm glad you can concede to it. Anyway,
trying to